AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump convened his Board of Peace for the first time today.
What we're doing is very simple, peace. It's called the Board of Peace, and it's all about an easy word to say, but a hard word to produce, peace.
He announced 9 members have pledged $7 billion toward Gaza relief, and 5 countries have agreed to deploy troops as part of an international stabilization force for Gaza. Material in the Jeffrey Epstein files have led British police to arrest and question the former Prince Andrew. The AP's Danica Kirka.
There's just no hiding how really big of a problem this is for the House of Windsor. Andrew was, until October of last year, considered Prince Andrew. Then the king formally stripped him of his titles at the time of the release of the memoir by Virginia Jaffray, one of the victims of Epstein. And the pressure became too much. The royal family had to act. And now they're trying to put the biggest possible line between Andrew and themselves in hopes that the House of Windsor can retain its standing within society.
The Trump administration's issued a new order that could lead to the arrest of tens of thousands of refugees who are lawfully in the U.S. but do not yet have permanent residency. The Department of Homeland Security filed a memo ahead of a federal court hearing in Minnesota that says refugees applying for green cards must return to federal custody 1 year after they were admitted to the U.S. for reviews of their applications. Jobless claims fell last week, and Alex Vega reports mortgage rates have eased again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped this week to 6.01%. It's now at its lowest level in more than 3 years. The average rate has remained just above 6% much of this year, reflecting a pullback in the long-term bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. The trend is a favorable lead-in to the spring home buying season, at least for home shoppers who can afford to buy at current rates. I'm Alex Vega.
This is AP News. 4 men cleared of a crime they did not commit. Jennifer King has their story.
In Austin, Texas, a packed courtroom listened as Judge Dana Blasey declared 4 men innocent of the 1991 yogurt shop murders for which they were wrongfully accused. The order formally clears the names of Michael Scott, Forrest Wellborn, Robert Springsteen, and Maurice Pierce, and is a key step towards seeking financial compensation for the years they spent behind bars. Pierce died in 2010. His daughter Marissa spoke at the hearing.
Daddy, you have your name back. The world finally hears what you were trying to say all along.
4 teenage girls were killed in the troubling case. Last year, detectives announced that advanced DNA techniques and other evidence connected the killings to Robert Eugene Brashers, a man who died in a 1999 standoff with police. Audio courtesy KVUE. I'm Jennifer King.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.